Your first set of words is I'm not sure if it's for you, but. One of the most common reasons I hear from people as to why they fail to introduce their idea, product or service to others is the fact that they are fearful of the rejection they might receive. It was for this reason that I figured the best place to start is with a set of magic words you can use to introduce something to just about anybody at just about any point in time that is completely rejection-free. The words in question are, I'm not sure if it's for you, but. Let's take a moment to understand how this simple structure works. Opening a statement with the words, I'm not sure if it's for you, causes the listener's subconscious brain to hear there's no pressure here. By suggesting that they may not be interested, you naturally increase their intrigue. They wonder what it is. And this spike in curiosity hooks them. What's more is it fires an internal driver that tells them a decision needs to be made. And the soft approach ensures this decision feels unpressured and internal. The real magic, though, is delivered through the final three-letter word of this sequence, a word that typically should be avoided in all conversations, the word but. Imagine receiving a comment from your employer that started with the words, you know that you're a really valuable member of the team. We love everything that you do here, but some things need to change. What would be the only part you would remember? I'm guessing the part that you would focus on most is everything that follows but. The word but negates everything that was said prior. So when you say to someone, I'm not sure if it's for you, but, what the little voice inside your listener's head hears is you might want to look at this. Here are a few examples to help you in your daily routine. I'm not sure if it's for you, but you wouldn't happen to know someone who is interested in. And here's where you can insert the result of your products or service. Whether that is losing a little extra weight in time for the holidays, saving some money on their household bills, or perhaps looking to spend some more time traveling the world. Your opportunity here is to insert what your consumer gets as a result of your product or service. Two more examples would be, I'm not sure if it's for you, but we have plans on Saturday, and you're welcome to join us. Or I'm not sure if it's for you, but this option is available for this month only, and I'd hate for you to miss out. This rejection-free approach creates a simple outcome. One of two things happens. Your listener leans in and asks for more information because they are personally interested. Or in the very, very worst case scenario, they say they will give it some thought. Your second set of words, open-minded. If you were to ask a room of 1,000 people whether they considered themselves open-minded, I'm sure over 900 of them would raise their hands. Just about everybody in the land thinks of themselves as meeting this criterion. And it's pretty easy to understand why. When the alternative is being considered closed-minded, this perception of choice is almost guaranteed to steer the other person towards your idea. Knowing that people like to see themselves as open-minded, you can easily give yourself a fair advantage within your conversations. When introducing a brand new idea to a stranger, friend, prospect, or team member, using the words, "How open-minded are you?" and following up that sentence with the scenario you want them to opt into, allows you to naturally attract people towards the very thing that you are looking for their support with. This preface shifts you from having 50-50 odds of them agreeing with you to odds of 90-10 in your favor. Everybody wants to be open-minded. Here are a few examples of the words in practice. How open-minded would you be about trying this as an alternative? Would you be open-minded about giving this a chance? How open-minded are you about increasing your monthly income? Would you be open-minded about seeing if we could work together? Each of these options makes it very difficult for the other person to reject your ideas, and it at least makes them feel obligated to explore the possibility. It seems like you're giving them a choice, when really, you are heavily weighting the only option you are giving them. Put simply, how open-minded are you about at least trying it? When introducing a new idea, start with, how open-minded are you? This will naturally attract people towards the very thing that you'd like them to support. Everybody wants to be open-minded. Your third set of words. What do you know? How often do you find yourself in a conversation that quickly becomes a debate because you are speaking with someone who thinks they know best and perhaps even wishes to lecture you with their opinions? To influence others, you must be aware of how to control a conversation. One way of regaining